Happy good morning. Welcome back to Be a Better Baddie, the ultimate podcast for women who are ready to thrive and stop simply surviving. It's March and I'm checking in on all of you, right? It is the third month of the year. We have goals that we're working on. Maybe we're entering this new quarter. Maybe you set goals in January and you're trying to hold on strong. Maybe you set monthly goals like me and it's time to re-up on those new goals. Either way, everyone always needs a new dose of motivation and I want this video to serve as motivation for you. So today we're talking about how you need to get your life together and stop playing small. We've all seen the popular video of this man.
No, the thing is this, bitch, you think it's small.
And he's right. Like, we've all been there before. We all have played it small at some point in our life. And this could be a thought may pop into our head and we immediately suppress it. We choose not to act on it for various reasons. It could be we don't know what would happen if we actually stepped into our full potential. We are afraid of what could happen if it goes wrong. We may be hesitant because we don't want to step on someone's toes. Maybe you've declined an invitation somewhere. Someone's invited you somewhere and you're like, and not for me. I don't want to go. Maybe you're in these spaces and you're not sharing your opinion and your voice needs to be heard, but you don't think your opinion's valuable. Maybe you're not advocating for yourself. Maybe you feel like you're taking up too much space, whether it be physical, mental, social, emotional, all the different venues, right? We've all played it small before. And it's time to stop because you are hurting yourself and you're ultimately paying for it. So in today's video, I'm going to talk about the ways playing it small is hurting you and three ways that you can stop playing it small. If you're enjoying this kind of content, please be sure to like the video. Also, make sure that you take the baddie quiz. So the baddie quiz is a way for you to evaluate which baddie pillar you are strongest in and which baddie pillar you could use a little work in. And in today's video, the baddie pillars that are being addressed are authenticity and deserving. Authenticity, because if you're playing it small, you're minimizing parts of yourselves and you're not really being your true self, your full blossom self. And deservingness as well, because if you don't feel like you deserve to not play it small and you don't deserve to set these ambitious goals and fill these spaces, then we need to work on those pillars. So we've all heard this quote from Marianne Williamson, and she said, "Our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure." We've all heard that part. I think it's the next part that we really need to listen to. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. But our playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. There's nothing enlightening about shrinking yourself so that other people won't feel insecure around you. Before we continue, I want to do a quick reflection activity. So I want you to just think about in your head, pause the video if you need to, think of a moment in your head when you have played it small and think of why. Why did you play it small and what were the consequences of you playing it small? Okay. I've already named a couple of reasons. So you may have not thought you were the best person for the job. You probably thought what you had to say was common sense, which is one of my reasons that I'll explain later. You probably don't value your own opinion. You've probably been told your entire life that you're not special or your opinion's not special. So let me jump into my example. I had a supervisor who would always compliment my time management and my productivity skills. And I was always like, sis, you're gassing me up for no reason. Like, it's really not that serious. Like, I just get the job done. And she would always tell me, no, Quenisha, like, I'm serious. Like, you are great at this. And I was like, okay, whatever. Eventually, someone asked me within my organization to present on my time management skills. And I thought it was so stupid. I was like, oh my God, everyone's going to hate me because I'm just teaching them something they already know or just up there talking, right? So I get up there and I start talking about how I calendar block and how I use different systems to manage my time for me, like Calendly, and how I color code my calendar, right? Very simple things that I thought. But when I looked into the audience, people were taking notes and like actually paying attention. And I was like, oh, this is a valuable skill. It took me, I guess, seeing people view it as valuable for me to then value it. I downplayed a strength that I had even after someone called it out, hyped me up, was like, this is a strength you have, because I didn't think it was a valuable skill, because I thought it was all common sense. I thought that this was intuitive. All that to say, in order for you to stop playing small, you first need to believe that you are capable of more, and you have to believe that you have value to add to the world. You're minimizing parts of yourself, and when you choose to stop playing small and choose to ultimately stop playing with yourself, you're going to see the world in a whole different way. And I think that this happens in waves. Whenever I approach a new project, I feel a little small. I'm like, oh, I can't do this. But then when I actually just take the leap and go into it, I'm like, wow, who knew I can do this as well? This newfound sense of confidence is definitely going to make you feel unstoppable. So I want to jump into the ways that you are hurting yourself when you're playing it small. And number one is that it's self-sabotage. You are sabotaging yourself because you're not allowing yourself to truly flourish into the person that you're meant to be and achieving the goals that you are meant to achieve. Imagine a manager you have at a job, and let's say that anytime an opportunity came up, this manager was like, no, you can't do it. So there's a conference. No, Quenisha can't go. Hey, here's a speaking engagement. No, Quenisha can't do it. Hey, here's this anything. No, Quenisha, she's blocking me, right? You are the manager of your own life. Stop blocking yourself. Stop blocking your own blessings by playing it small. Secondly, you're lowering your self-esteem by playing it small. If you continue to play it small, eventually your brain is going to think, this is all I can do. And that is lowering your self-esteem, because now you no longer feel like, I am unstoppable. I can do anything I put my mind to. You're not going to try that new workout class. You're not going to apply for that new job. You're not going to try to bet on yourself, right? Because you're creating this cage around you, and your cage just keeps getting smaller and smaller. And you think it's impossible to get over it, because by not trying the thing, you're not developing the skills it takes to jump over the cage. And I think that we think it works this way. We get the confidence, then we do the thing. But it actually works the opposite way. You try the thing, then you get the confidence, because now you have an understanding of the skills. So do it. Messy action is better than no action at all. Next, you're going to stay in your comfort zone. And let me tell you, your comfort zone will eventually hurt. That nice little cozy place where you were feeling good, it will hurt you the longer you stay in it. The world around you is constantly changing. So it is so, so dangerous for you to just sit in the same place and do the same thing day in and day out. I felt myself outgrowing. My last job, in a sense, it was my comfort zone. I had been there for a few years, and I had even been promoted to a new position within the company, but I felt myself still outgrowing the space, the people, the concepts. I started to feel uncomfortable, and I felt like I didn't belong anymore. Was I comfortable there? Yes, because I knew where to go. I knew who was there. I knew what to expect. I knew what I'd be paid. I was comfortable. I was aware of everything. And eventually it started to hurt me, and I had to leave. The last way that playing it small is hurting you is because you're fueling your insecurities. All of us are insecure about something in our lives. It could be our appearance. It could be our relationships. It could even be our abilities or our potential for success. By not leaning into discomfort and trying something new, we're letting our insecurities run our lives and guide us. Insecurity should never be the thing that guides you and leads you in any direction. Instead, we should be using our insecurities as signals that point towards areas of personal growth and areas of our life that we should explore, not leading us away from things because we're afraid of them. So now I want to get into the three ways you can break the cycle of playing it small, because we need to stop. So number one is recognizing these limiting beliefs. Identify these beliefs that are contributing to you playing it small. And I like the why activity. So whenever you are feeling insecure about something or feeling like you can't do something, write it down. I'm always going to say write it down. We know that when you put your thoughts to pen and paper, you are able to process them better. Multiple studies have shown that. So essentially, you're going to write down the thing that you can't do, and you're going to ask yourself why until you feel like you've gotten to the root of the issue. So I'm going to run you through one of my why activities that I did. So when I was planning Tap Into Your Inner Baddie, initially I was like, oh my God, like I want this to be a paid offer, and I can't ask people to pay. Like, I'm afraid. So I took it to paper. I said that, one, I was afraid to host this workshop. Why? I was afraid that people wouldn't pay for it. Why? I didn't think people would think it's valuable. And this is the point where I had to stop and take a step back and, again, face the facts. I talked about facing the facts in my last episode. And I had to say, everything that you post and say on your platform is valuable. From the DMs to the comments, like, people are always saying that you are providing value. So for you to think that you are not providing value is ridiculous and it's wrong. So then I said, okay, I know that's wrong. So I've backed it up with facts, and I was able to see moments when people express gratitude for my words and my contributions. I proved my inner critic wrong, and then I went back up. And it was the money. It was the fact that I was going to ask people to pay for it. And I think that this is a valid fear, especially for a new entrepreneur like myself. I have asked people to participate in programs, and I've done them for free. I have not asked people to pay because I always felt like people won't pay for this. And guess what? That is true. There are always going to be people that will not pay for my services. And those people are not my audience. Those people are not my clients. So I had to step out of my comfort zone. I had to step out of this comfortable zone that Quenisha built for herself by doing free challenges and free workshops and freebie. And it's like, ultimately, I love doing this. I need to get paid for doing this. I want this to be my career. So if I'm ready to elevate, I need to step out of that comfort zone. By doing this activity of identifying my limiting belief, I was able to, one, find the limiting belief, the original one, back it up with facts, prove myself wrong, because Miss Inner Critic is always wrong. And then I was able to get to the root of it and really talk myself through it and say, yeah, that is true. Some people will not pay for it, and that's A-okay. That means that they're not your client. Keep it moving. The second way for you to break this cycle of playing it small is to recognize your value. So I kind of did this in the first one through my journaling activity. But you have to sit and think, how many people will actually love to have your life, right? And I know I'm bringing gratitude into this. And again, if you haven't listened to that gratitude series, gratitude is bae. Sometimes we forget, we play it so small and we forget who we are. We forget how smart and how savvy we are. So what I need you to do is take inventory. You need to ask the people around you who you trust and you love what they see in you. Hearing these positive words from people in our lives is super powerful because as humans and social creatures, we need this basic validation. And we are so mean to ourselves. We will pick ourselves apart. We will not give ourselves the props that we need. And we are just so used to being with ourselves and hearing our own thoughts that we don't think that they are good anymore. We don't think that these thoughts are revolutionary anymore. So taking the time to hear from people in your life, like, what are my strengths? What are some things that I'm really good at? Taking the time to really hear those things are going to help you stop playing it small. Because once you hear someone say, I always love the way you go after your goals. I love the way you always gather us in groups and make sure that we stay connected. Like, those things are going to validate you and the things you think about yourself already. And they're going to basically allow you to stop playing it small. The last thing we can do to break this cycle of playing it small is slow it down. Stop trying to take large leaps. Stop trying to skip steps on the ladder to success. So if right now you are at point A, and you ultimately want to be at point F, stop trying to jump from A to D. You need to go to B first. Take little, you know those number lines, right? You need to take the little hops all the way to F. The reason you're playing it small is because you know how much work it takes to get from A to F. And you're overwhelming yourself because you're thinking, oh my God, I have to make this giant leap. So instead of even trying, you play it small and you say, oh, it's such a big goal, I can't get there. A big goal is nothing but a whole bunch of tiny steps put together. You need to take the time to map out those little steps. How do I get from A to B? Okay, once I got to B, how do I get from B to C? And so on and so on. I have talked about this, and then I have my brick wall analogy if you want that. It walks you through how to take these big goals, how to break them down into smaller goals, and then how to go back and build the systems and the routines that you need to ultimately achieve this goal. So that is it for me. I hope that you baddies found this video insightful and helpful. Don't forget to like the video before heading out and also take the baddie assessment. I really, really want you all to get a gauge of where you stand and what are the things you need to work on. I've already heard from a lot of you and you said that you love the questions, you love the results. And that is great. I want more of you to have that knowledge so you know where to start on your journey to being a better baddie. So until next time, I hope you all have a self-loving, productive, happy day. I feel like I change that all the time. Anyways, bye.